If we believe in Jesus, Him we put our trust. The Holy Spirit takes residence to dwell in each of us. The Father desires to conform us to the image of His Son. Through the Holy Spirit is how this work is done. He teaches us to walk within God's holy light, and in a still small voice He prompts us to do right. But if we tend to wander, a horse that wants to stray, comes our spiritual bridle to turn us back the right way. Whoa, we're going the wrong way. Oh, when we do pull our spiritual bridle, not just the right way, like the bridle of a horse, we should pay attention to the Spirit's warning, a still small voice, that we're on the wrong course. Whoa, whoa, wrong way. He gives life to our spirits, He seals us as His own, the deposit of our second birth for our eternal home. He helps us when we struggle with speech or how to pray, intercedes for us, words too humble to say, groans that words can't even express. He comforts when we're hurting, in these sad, downcast, and low. He brings that perfect peace and love deep within every soul. He calms our hearts and minds by pouring truth within. When we're not in tune with God, convinces us of all sin. Never attempt to grieve the Holy Spirit. Live to please God in all we do and say. When we feel the pull of our spiritual bridle, perhaps the path we're on, He is not the right way. Thank you. Holy Spirit live to please us. Then on we do and say, and when we feel the pull of our spiritual cry, have the path we're on. Perhaps the path we're on. Perhaps the path we're on is not the right place. If we want to make the right choice, pay attention to his warning and the still small voice.